Well, welcome into today's Health Talk. I'm Tony Abatey, and I'm joined by a couple of lovely ladies from here in Nevada. First off, we have Kelly Ost from Healthy Nevada, also Leslie Carroll from the Farmers Market. We're here to talk a little bit about the Farmers Market today. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, what do we got going on at the Farmers Market this year?
Well, we open on May 19th, and we're at the fairgrounds, and we should have a good selection of produce, hopefully, with the weather being the way it's been. So we should have the early vegetables and lettuces and things of that nature. And we will have the Nevada Garden Club will be doing their plant sale, which is always a big hit, and they will have some really wonderful things to share with us.
Well, that sounds great, and I know a lot of people get into the farmers market, and it's really popular here in town. What kind of variety is offered at the farmers market?
We have meats, and we have fruits and vegetables, and when available, we have honey, and people who bake bread and jams and pickles and all sorts of different types of products that are made on the farm. So we have pretty good selection throughout the summer, but it depends on the season as to what produce we actually have. Right this year, I think we're going to be pretty lucky, knock on wood, that we've had some weather that's given us rain and some sunshine. So with luck, we should have some good produce.
All right. And to that point, kind of tell us a little bit about, because I know that we were really cold for a long time, too. I know that can kind of hurt some things. But you're talking about the rain and kind of the sun over the last few weeks kind of helping things out.
This helps tremendously because the ground's warming up and seeds don't germinate unless the ground warms to a certain temperature, and coming up above 45 on the outside air, and now we're into where we're having 65 degrees at night. This helps all those little plantlets start to germinate. Now lettuce and radishes and those root plants will grow very quickly, and they will be ready. So we've got two more weeks, so we should be in good luck. We're not going to have tomatoes and we're not going to have melons, but some of those little root vegetables and our lettuces and things will be coming right along, and we shouldn't be in good shape there.
And Tony, I might add that we also have quite a few vendors that have hoop houses. So they're able to grow and heat those in these months that have been unusually cold. And we'll also have a lot of bedding plants. And so that's an advantage to the spring for some of you that would like to get some garden plants for your personal garden as well.
All right. Well, sounds good. A lot of really cool stuff there. I hear the market accepts EBT and SNAP now.
Yes, we're really excited. Last year was our first year that we were able to launch that program. So EBT SNAP, for some of you that may not know, that would be the food assistance card. And so we have a station at the market, and you're able to come and we swipe your card, and then you're given tokens. And then you take those tokens to the vendor and purchase your goods. And then the vendors reimburse their tokens back with the market station that we have set up. And our market also works with the Double Up Food Bucks program. So for the card users, for every dollar off of the card, you actually get $2 to spend. And so this is exciting for us. A little over 80% of EBT SNAP cardholders live within the center of Nevada. So we've been so lucky in these last 5 years to expand the market, not only in vendors, but in customers. So this opens another customer base for our market to grow.
And we are in a walkable area for that particular group of folks. And they do come. They started coming to us last year, and between Healthy Nevada and some of the programs we've had going on, the children and the mothers are learning to eat fresh.
Well, that's great, and I know a lot of people, when you are kind of in a situation like that where maybe you don't have the funds that other folks do, couple of things. First of all, travel is a big thing, so that's great that you're in a location that's easily accessible there. But another thing is, a lot of the cheaper foods are not as good health-wise for you. So, that's great to be able to have this opportunity, to come out to the farmers market and get those foods that are going to be healthier for you.
Yes. And then we also do have some unhealthy foods, but we like, again, to support local sustainable agriculture and commerce. And so we do have our baked goods that are very popular. So our variety is good. And like Leslie mentioned earlier, the meats, we've got a couple vendors that sell beef, and then we have one that takes orders for chicken. So that's an expanded variety that a lot of markets don't have, but we're very fortunate. And all of those items, and even the bedding plants, you can buy with the EBT SNAP card.
Well, that's great. And again, just a way to try to continue to keep this this community getting healthier. That's probably not, that's not the right way to say that, but just keep Nevada getting, I almost did it again. My mom's an English teacher. I should know better. But anyway, great job there. And again, we talked about the location a little bit, but where is that and vicinity to maybe down the square? And
we're
that
on
kind of
Centennial Boulevard.
Which is at the Vernon County Fairgrounds.
At the Vernon County
When you enter the fairgrounds, we're set up right at the entrance currently, and that is temporary in conjunction with working with the Vernon County Fair Board and the commission. We look to have our permanent structure that'll be closer to the hog barn on the other side of the baseball diamonds on the east side, closer to fall. But for right now, you'll see us in our tents like we've been the past couple years, and that location opens us to plenty of opportunity for parking. It's easily accessible. So we're fortunate to be on the highway.
And we have a lot of visibility in that location. The other thing you should realize, we have a lot of educational opportunities going on during the market to teach people how to use the produce and the meats and the things that we're selling, and also how to make sure that they're safe when you get them home. So that's another thing we do with recipes and some of those things.
That's really neat. So here's all this healthy food, and here's a way to cook it well so that you can eat it right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really cool. So we talked a little bit about the new location. I know that's not going to come here for a little bit, but I know I've talked with Joe Harden and a couple other folks from the town, and they're really excited about this because you're going to have a cover now, a permanent structure, and it's going to be covered, and it's going to be really nice.
It'll also be equipped with outlets for the vendors who do need lighting or they need some refrigeration. They'll be able to plug in, as well as some food vendors. So, and we're excited that new location and that large improvement project also includes bathrooms, which has been a request from our customers. And this goes back to, you know, in the last 3 years, this was a dream. In the last 2 years, we've worked a lot with fundraising, and we've had a lot of amazing support from behalf of our community. And there's also been a lot of grants that have been submitted and awarded. So the Vernon County Fair Board, with the commission that joined in this project to help us build it larger than we could have ever dreamed. And we like the idea of a multi-use building. You know, we could have different activities going on inside the building while the market's going on. But that also gives us opportunities to host more of those cooking classes. There is a small kitchenette there. So it gives us more educational outlets, and hopefully, well, it's a better way to serve our county residents, as well as support our growers. So as much as this is about nutrition, it's also about local sustainable agriculture.
All right. Well, sounds good. A lot of really cool things going on with the farmers market. And tell us when we start again, Saturday, May 19th.
Saturday, May 19th at 8 a.m.
All right. Sounds good. And is it every Saturday, every other Saturday,
no, every Saturday?
Every Saturday.
Through October, and we begin at 8 a.m. and we're done by noon.
All right. Well, sounds great. Anything else we need to know?
We're looking forward to the season, and we're out at the Vernon County Fairgrounds. And again, thank you to the community support. And I don't think our vendors hear it enough, but we want to thank them for the laborsome, backbreaking hours that they spend, but they love getting to know their customers.
It takes a lot of time to put together that garden and plan what you want to sell the following year. So we're really excited. And I think they are too. And we had our meeting with our vendors. They had some new ideas. They had some new things they were going to bring to market. So we're kind of ready for them to get out there and let's get our tents up.
Well, that's true. And it is a lot of work. And, you know, when I was a kid, my dad had a garden. We never sold anything at Farmer's Market, but we always had a garden in the summer. And I remember working with him in the field and how difficult that can be sometimes. But that's awesome. And fresh fruits and vegetables and everything else out there at the Farmer's Market, just phenomenal. So thank you all for doing this and putting everything together for us.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
All right. This has been our Health Talk for today. Be sure to join again Kelly Ost from Healthy Nevada and Leslie Carroll from the Farmers Market. Thank you, ladies, again for joining us. This has been our Health Talk for today. Be sure to join us the next time on KNEM KNMO.